Welcome back to chapter 34 on retail banking, which is on clearing. Now, what is clearing? Clearing is when we issue check, we deposit check. What is the flow? What happens in the background is what is explained in clearing. So the check that we deposit, that needs to be debited to our the account from where we want the money to our account where we the money belongs to us, therefore we have deposited. And the check that we have issued has to be debited from our account and credited to the person to whom we have issued the check. So there is a lot of background work that goes around it, which is called the clearing. So clearing can be defined as an arrangement through which a bank exchanges check drawn on other banks or for those drawn on it. So this exchange, it's not like you visit every branch and exchange. This exchange is done at some place called the clearing house. So clearing house is a place where banks that are members of the clearing house meet to hand over the checks. In 1935, RBI took over the clearing house functions in those cities where RBI has presence. So therefore it manages the clearing house. However, in other cities and towns where RBI does not have presence, SBI and its associate banks manage the clearing. So they manage the clearing house. In case where cities or towns where SBI and its associate also are not present, then any other nationalized bank is mandated to manage the clearing house for that city or town. Clearing house are an autonomous institution. They have their own rules regarding how the operation should be conducted, and these rules relate to admission of members. So which banks can become its members, sub members, what are the fees, minimum balances, meetings, quorums, etc. are rules set up by the clearing house. Bank may be a direct or a sub members. All the branches of the member bank within the clearing house jurisdiction submits the instruments deposited by the customers drawn on their members operating in the area. Sub members who are sponsored by member banks participate in the same manner as the branch of the member banks. All banks, including state cooperative banks and general post office, are eligible to become members of this clearing house. And in India, clearing house system is local and restricted to all banks and branches situated in that area or zone. And zones may be defined as city, town, or an area. So all branches within the clearing house jurisdiction, so jurisdiction is set up, can present and receive the checks drawn on any other member banks within the same jurisdiction. So all members in the same jurisdiction can give the bank the checks if they are in the same jurisdiction, or take the checks which are drawn on them again in the same jurisdiction. Each member bank in a center is represented by clearing house by its service branch, which collects all the instruments from the various branches and consolidate them for presentation to all the banks in the clearing house. So what does it mean? It means that, let's say in a city, in a small city, a bank has 30 branches. Out of these 30 branches, one of the branch is treated as a service branch. So all checks which are deposited by customers in these 30 branch are collected and consolidated in the branch called the service branch, and the checks come from entire city into the branch which is designated as service branch. This service branch identifies check which are drawn on members belonging in the same circle, then they go to clearing house and gives this check where the member, other members, representatives are there who take their check and give the checks belonging to the bank and its branches situated in the same zone or the area. Similarly, it receives and distributes the instruments drawn upon its branches by any other bank in the clearing house. So what are the kind of instruments that are presented at the clearing house? So they are checks, drafts, pay orders. Normally these instruments are deposited by customer for collection. Now there are two types of clearing: outward clearing and inward clearing. What is outward clearing? So outward clearing refers to instruments that are deposited by the customers drawn on other banks that need to be presented in the clearing. So for example, I deposited a check received from someone belonging to another bank into my own bank. So that gets into an outward clearing. This again, outward clearing, is broken into further part, which is local clearing, where it is in the same jurisdiction of the clearing house, outstation checks, and branches normally collects local checks deposited by customer, and then service branch presents these at the clearing house. There is a cutoff time, and all checks deposited across the branches of the bank are presented in the same day in the clearing, and after cutoff time it is presented at the next working day clearing. For outstation checks though, some banks send instruments to branches they have location. So for example, I have a I got a check from Calcutta, and I have a branch in Calcutta. Then I send the check to the Calcutta branch, which then presents it in the clearing house. Other hand over the instruments to a large bank that has branches in multiple locations. So there can be a tie up. Let's say I'm a very small cooperative bank having presence only in a city of Mumbai, for example, and one of my account holder has given me a check belonging to Jalandhar. So then I have a tie up with either a nationalized bank or a private sector bank, which is large presence across the country. So I give my check, which the customer has deposited with me, to that bank, who then send it to their branch in Jalandhar. After receiving credit from the Jalandhar city, it comes to the large bank again, and from that it has been credited to my account, and from my account I credit it to the customer's account. Banks also participate in national clearing. The national clearing is managed by RBI. And the only problem is that checks drawn on outstation checks take 7 days if it is drawn on metropolitan cities, and for any other centers it takes 14 days. That's the challenge for outstation checks. Checks are posted to representative branch and correspondent branch for presentation, and only on realization the proceeds are remitted to the original presenting bank for credit to customer account. And there is often considerable delay in payment transaction, and when lot of time credits are delayed. So therefore, outstation checks are a little bit of a problem. However, in 2009, RBI introduced speed clearing in Mumbai for outstation checks for all the member banks. We'll look into speed clearing in subsequent chapters, but right now let's say they had speed clearing, and all banks which have implemented a core banking system or a centralized banking system can locally pay outstation checks, because they can easily debit the customer account as the customer account is maintained locally. Before implementation, or if banks who have not implemented core banking system, they don't have the mechanism to debit the customer account because it is done manually or locally of a branch. Therefore, for those banks, it's very difficult to do the local presentation of outstation check. However, for banks which have implemented core banking system, they can locally pay the outstation checks. And if it does like that, then the customer gets credit on T+1 basis. And if checks are deposited by customers are lost in transit, then the bank must pay the value of the check lost. With regards to checks payable in foreign countries, bank may send it to the branch in that country or its correspondent in that country. And so there is a Nostro account opened and a Vostro account. So these accounts we'll look as we go further. But the other bank credits the money in the Nostro account, and the payment is released after 21 working days from the value date to the credit of the customer's account. Inward clearing. So service branch will collect the checks drawn on the bank. If there is inconsistency in checks, it will then be returned to the bank which is presented. All paper based transactions have to be presented at the drawer bank, and delay are due to requirement of physical presentation of paper instruments, which anyway RBI is looking to clear it. Return clearing. Return clearing is the aggregate of all unpaid items. This is debited to the original presenting bank and is credited to the drawing bank, and credit given to the payee is reserved, is reversed in case of any return at the time of clearing. Check collection policy. So RBI mandates that the bank should develop a policy on immediate credit for local outstation checks. The time frame for collection of local outstation checks should be clearly identified in the branch and explained to the customer. Interest has to be paid for delayed payments, and the policy should be clearly laid down. Liability of the bank for interest payment for non-compliance with standards set down by the banks. Time taken for clearing. for check, credit or debit same day on presentation in clearing. After closure of return clearing, customer should be able to withdraw. So there is a time where the clearing is returned. That means if the check has some issue, if the instrument is stale or any other reason. So therefore you have to wait for the return clearing to be closed, and only after that the customer should be able to withdraw the money. Local check should proceed on T+1 working day, and customer should be able to draw on T+1 or T+2 working day basis. Local clearance of outstation check should be occur with the CBS compliant branches. And check time frame for checks drawn on state capital, major cities, other location should be 7, 10 and 14 days respectively. Micro check should be in metropolitan cities, should be credited on the same day. Time lag, in the total clearing cycle including the return clearing, there is a time lag in the payment process, and need of physical presentation of check at branches where it is drawn requires the movement of check from one place to another, and the recipient of payment has to wait till collecting banker is fully certified that the check is paid. Therefore it introduces a time lag. Settlement, claims are made by bank on another bank. The credit or debit position of individual bank is determined, and the account of the bank maintains with RBI is then either credited or debited. What are the other functions of the clearing house? They do settlement of claims. So if one bank or one member has some claim or the other member, then that is settled through the clearing house. They do the settlement with major banks and then the final settlement with the central bank. Inter-branch clearing. So if a check is drawn on different branches of the same bank, they need not be sent to clearing house. The service branch acts as a settlement branch. These instruments are sent to the drawee branches where interbank banks are credited or debited internally. Wherever core banking system has been implemented, this process becomes very smooth and many a times the instant debit and credit takes place. Counter return, if the check is not returned, that means the check is honored. If the check is not returned and the client does not have enough fund, bank can take it to collecting bank and return at their counters. If the bank has not released the money on assumption the check is honored, the collection bank will issue a draft to the bank for the value of the check returned at its counter. Check purchase. So at the request of customer, bank sometimes purchases check deposited by client for collection. So they do something like a forfeiting, but it's called check purchase normally. And the bank discounts this check. That means if you have deposited a 500 rupee check, the bank gives you a credit of 490 only, and 10 rupees is his profit. The advantage of a customer is he gets the 490 rupees right now, while the benefit for the bank of providing such services, it gets commission on such kind of activities. Purchase of local checks, drafts during suspension of clearing. So whenever clearing is suspended and the suspension may prolong, bank may temporarily accommodate their constituents, both borrowers and depositors, to the extent possible by purchasing the local checks or drafts deposited in their account for collection. So that is allowed by RBI, and that is what it means. If the check is lost in transit or in clearing process, then the same is brought to the notice of the account holder, who then informs the drawer to do a stop payment in his bank. The onus of the loss lies with the collecting bank and not with the account holder. That is the most important thing to be noted here. The bank should reimburse to the account holder for expenses incurred in obtaining duplicate instrument and also interest for delay. And if check has been lost at paying branch, collecting banker should have right to recover the amount reimbursed to the customer from paying bank. Dishonor of checks. Paying bank should return the check presented to clearing. The check has to be returned within 24 hours. The collecting bank on receipt of dishonored check should dispatch to the payee or holder, and the check presented directly to the paying bank, it should return such dishonored check to the payee or the holder. So if a check is dishonored for want of funds, it should be returned with a memo saying insufficient funds, and bank should have a approved policy with regard to frequent dishonor of smaller checks. So if there is a frequent dishonor, then there has to be policy on how they will deal with such customers. in the event of dishonor of check which is valued above 1 CR and above on more than 4 occasions, no fresh check book will be issued. That is a mandate by RBI. MICR code, the full form of MICR code is magnetic ink character recognition. So this MICR code is put to speed up the process. There is a master list for every branch has a MICR, and it gives a critical data such as location, city, amount and type of transaction printed with special ink which can be recognized the characters. This is embedded of metal in the ink, and this process is known as MICR. It was introduced in India in 1980 to speed up the clearing process. IFC code, now this is the latest thing that has come where you are asked to put the IFC code. It is there on the check. So its full form is Indian Financial System Code. It is the address code in the user to user message transmission and is issued in RTGS and other for routing purpose. So IFC code is used to pass messages electronically and speed up the clearing process. So it helps to focus on the branch. So every branch has an IFC code, and the code consists of 11 digits. The first four represents the bank, then the branch, the city. So every branch of IFSC code has the code which is put on the check on where it is issued, and this helps in speeding up the process of crediting or debiting the account of the customer. So all checks which are deposited should be crossed with a special clearing stamp. So that is normally put up. Bank would stamp its certification or confirmation on the endorsement of the checks and undertaking to the effect that the process will be credited to the payee's account. So when you deposit the check, they put a stamp saying they are putting it for presentation and they will definitely credit your account. Clearing process in short. So checks deposited by clients are separated for intercity and intracity, so outstation and local. Amount of check is coded to the check in the area designated. The checks are then put through a reader sorter that lists the amount, differentiates between the bank and reads all the other fields, and prepares a listing that the bank that details the number of check, the banks they should relate and amount. These lists are submitted to clearing house along with the instrument. So with that, I think we understood the clearing process. The terms used may be very new to you and therefore it may sound little complicated. However, the process is very simple, that in a city or in a town, let's say which has 30 branches, one other branch or a new branch can be designated as service branch. You become the member of the clearing house. You collect all the checks that have been deposited by all the 30 branches at the service center. You put through a clearing code where it starts reading the MICR code, the IFC code if any, prepares a list. This list along with all the checks that you have collected is then sent to the clearing house where other member banks are also present. You distinguish different banks and give them the instrument and the list along with it. The other banks also give you the list and the instrument of the checks which are issued by your customer. You collect that. You come back to the service branch, you debit the customer account and credit back those bank account, who in turn will credit the customer account. For the checks that you have given to other bank representatives, they will debit the customer account and credit you with a list saying these are the checks where the credit is there. You take that list and then you credit the customer account. In the process, you will have situations where there is a delay or any check is dishonored. Now, if the check is dishonored, you will come to know the reason why, which you will tell your customer that it's lack of sufficient funds or some other reason, and the customer can take next steps, whatever he feels right. If there is a delay, you have to ensure that the delay is minimized as much as possible, and in many cases you have to pay the interest to the depositors. During this clearing process, if there is any breakdown in the clearing process for want of any reason, or RBI decides for something, or there is an attack or something, then the bank has the right to give credit to the customer, which is called discounting of the check, if the customer so wishes. For discounting the check, it charges customer small commission, and then credits the customer account net of that commission. That means if the check was worth 500 rupees and the bank charges 10 rupees as commission, then only 490 rupees is credited to the customer account. And then the bank, this discount can be done with recourse or without recourse, which means without recourse means the bank takes the responsibility that this will be honored, and with recourse means in case the instrument is dishonored for some reason, the bank will go back to the customer and take that 500 rupees from the customer. So that's how it works. So thank you for your time, and we'll proceed with the next chapter.